podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to Stretford Paddock. This podcast is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Now more than ever, our internet reliance is increasing, from talking to loved ones, to streaming your favourite shows, to watching any of the podcasts here on Stretford Paddock. And with that increased footprint, so does our need for proper internet security. And Surfshark is a VPN service that encrypts your data, which stops anyone unwanted from seeing it. Another great thing about Surfshark is it allows you to see all of the great content from around the world. Simply sign in to Brazil and check out their Netflix. You can watch Croatian Amazon Prime. And when you're on holiday, you can still watch all of your shows from back home simply by changing it to your home nation. It is that simple. And currently Surfshark have an amazing deal. By clicking the link in the description and using our code PADDOCK, you can get a whole 3 months extra for free. That is 3 months extra for free. In addition, Surfshark also offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, use that link in the description and use the code PADDOCK for 3 months for free and a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Me and Angela were just talking about that.
Narrow it down.
What was it, Angela?
The whip.
Do I need to narrow it down? Or
No.
Because I don't know what goes on your Instagram.
Me and Ronaldo Brown have already spoken about it this morning on the XG Files.
Go and check that out after this, by the way. Don't leave now to go and watch that.
Yeah, kind of a lid on a lilt in Old Trafford. Meanwhile, man's pulling out a fucking Indiana Jones special.
Well, is he a rival fan whipping the team that's just beaten his?
Why would you think there's any context, nuance, or information about that post? It's funny. We shared it and we moved on.
Because I need to know the details. No, I
have got the details.
Right, go on.
Have you though?
I want to know
the details.
When I see a man whipping,
I've not got the details that you want. Mm-hmm. I've got the details that you will want. So
right, okay.
The guy with the whip, the guy with the whip, his team has won a cup.
Yeah.
And he is whipping an opposition player.
Yeah.
Who's lost and he scored their only goal. So right. He's won, his team have won a cup, but he's just whipping someone of the opposition.
How are you getting a whip in the ground?
I don't know.
They don't get touched up by the stewards like we do.
I don't know. I don't even know how you can remotely explain that. Like, what's that?
What was the thought process?
What's that? Yeah. That looks like a whip. What? What? You're not allowed them in the ground.
Do you know what? I'm going to be honest again.
It's not like if you're
I was on the way to the Indiana Jones convention.
Have you seen like the list of the icons on the thingy where it's like your banner has to be whatever size, you can't bring aerosols in? I don't think a whip's on that.
No.
Yeah, that's a good point. You show me that list.
I think it's absolutely loopholed the shit out of it.
Knife, no. Gun, no. Bottles, no. Can I see whip on that list? No. And
a
steward who's like new.
Man's got a point.
And then his boss has probably gone, that video.
I also don't think it's illegal to bring a llama in. For the same reason.
It's not on the list.
It's not on the list. Does a llama need a ticket in the Stretford end?
Go on. Should we just try?
It's outstanding, it does, because obviously it's not wearing a shirt and tie. So that's they've done you on the technicality there, because you can't buy shirts that fit a llama. However, Stretford End, you wear what you want.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stairs for a llama.
The Stretford End stairs are horrible.
Depends where the llama's from.
Why?
Because if it's like a UK llama, the terrain, it's probably not had to face tough terrain, whereas if it's an overseas llama.
Wait. There's no hills over there.
No, but they're normally at llama. But there's normally in llama parks and stuff, do you know what I mean? Where they're not really. Like
llama parks,
you know, like petting zoos and stuff. You know, like petting zoos, they have llamas in them, don't they?
Do you know the difference between a llama and an alpaca?
No, I don't.
I've heard it, I can't remember what it is though.
Yeah, I can't remember either. There we go,
we've cleared that up for everyone.
One of them is relatively small, one of them's absolutely huge, and I can't remember which way around it is.
Can anyone
own a llama?
So, do you remember Rob that we used to have that worked for my channel back in the day? And he went to Sky. I think he's still at Sky.
Yeah.
His brother's got a llama. He might be a llama park, you know.
Yeah, see, llama park. They exist.
No, it might be alpacas. I'm not sure.
You saying llama park, either of you, is the most manked thing.
It just sounds like an estate, though, doesn't it?
Llamas can weigh up to 350 pounds. So you're talking like a 24-stone animal here, something like that.
Maybe we need to look at alpacas.
Yeah. Alpacas They're just £175. They're like a welterweight.
Yeah,
so it's an alpaca to the stadium, do you think?
Yeah. Taking a llama's crazy. An alpaca. Well,
reasonable.
It's just, it's not on the list.
Because I know it's like loads of random places have like llamas and stuff, don't they? You know, like you go away on holiday or whatever.
Like Costco or not.
Yeah. Or I went to the zoo. Me and Ethan went. Remember that?
To the zoo.
Wait. Pause. What?
Right. Me and Ethan went. This story gets even more weird. Do you remember when we did that interview with Stuart Downing and Quentin Fortune in Eccles? And there was llamas there.
What in the world would I lie to you is this fucking sentence?
Honestly, I'm rivaling Stephen Allison for one here. Right, we got invited to the Man United Foundation and it's like, you're coming in.
The fuck is Stuart Downing doing on it?
It was like a joint United Liverpool thing. So
did it win a prize?
Yeah, exactly. It was like.
Are we talking like Eccles, like city centre, or any?
Right, starters. Eccles St. doesn't David's have a city centre.
You're from St. Eccles. Not a city centre.
How big
centre.
Do you think Eccles is? Do you know what?
It's been a long time since I lived there.
Yeah, up the centre of Eccles before. You know the bit that goes up towards the church.
Yeah.
I mean, I love my town, but bloody hell, it was like going back to the going through a zombie apocalypse. Mm. But there's a college in Eccles where we had to go and do this filming. It was like Stuart Downing and Quinton Fortune. So we did that, you know, that whole sort of thing. Oh, who'd get in the 99 team or which best?
Not fucking Stuart Downing, starters.
And he did quite well because he was, for a Scouser, he was very balanced. So I think he ended up getting trolled off all the Liverpool fans. We were dead annoyed that he put, like, Beckham over, I don't know, Sane or something in his team. Or not Sane, Mane in his team or whatever. So, yeah, we went there and it was like, come to Eccles College. I didn't even know there was a college in Eccles, so I was shocked.
That's not Eccles, though, Eccles College.
Oh, is it not?
That's Monton.
Shut up. It's not Monton.
That's in Ellesmere Park, Eccles College.
There's
that's
no way
fancy.
That was it Monton, that? Mind you, where was yeah?
Fancy. Eccles College right. is in Ellesmere Park, which
nice.
Is where all the big
not that there's not
big
nice
houses
things in
are.
Right.
Now Monton's way different from Eccles and Winton.
I got a question. Why are Eccles cakes made in Hardwick? I think it's Hardwick, isn't it? Is Nicholls Hardwick?
I think so.
Typical.
I drove past
them
the place.
People from Hardwick coming over here taking our jobs.
Taking our Eccles cakes.
Fuming. I don't know, to be honest with you. And I'll be honest with you, Steve. I'm not a big fan of the Eccles cake. I'm not. Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do like it.
Do you reckon,
cake, yeah.
like, there's just, like, if you had to look at, like, a ground zero of who eats Eccles cakes, is it centred over Eccles? And then, like, you get a bit of Langworthy and a Weast and that in there. Mm. But do you reckon, like, by the time you get to, like, Runcorn, no one's even heard of them?
Yeah.
Do you reckon the entire demographic of who's keeping that business afloat
yeah.
is all...
In Eccles, like, I think.
Well, what are we talking? Are we talking M6? Minute. Is it M6 there?
Wait a minute.
What?
Ethan.
M5?
Ethan says Gateshead is big in the Eccles game.
Is it? Winton's M30, yeah.
Is it M30, Winton?
My old postcode was, M30.
Where's M5?
M5? That's like Rush Home, isn't it?
I think so.
M5?
No, I think so. Let's Where's
have
M6
a look.
Then? M5 is Salford, I'm certain of it. I don't know why I knew that, but I know it is. Is
oh,
it?
Sorry, yeah.
Oh, it's Ethan's postcode. What's the last three?
Just give us the address. Ethan was saying, though, that you like Eccles cakes in Gateshead. They've made it up to Gateshead. But Eccles cakes are massive. Like, the
Gateshead,
worldwide.
Though.
Mate, that's like a different
it's
country.
It's like
Gateshead.
94 mile and 44 years away.
That's what I mean. Like, they're still looking forward to man landing on the moon up in Gateshead. Hey,
oh, you got a London computer. It's made of fucking cheese. Fucking idiots. Think I'm daft.
Good vibes, John. John Shin's in the chat.
Fuck up, John.
Thank you. Say that again. You were on your single.
Shut the fuck up, John.
Yeah. Yeah. He says, John loves Eccles. He says, put some respect on Eccles' name. Have you ever seen East is East?
Yes.
Filmed on my mate's street in Silverdale Street.
Really?
Openshaw.
It's got one of the best lines in any
Top
film.
Top chippy, that Silverdale chippy.
Go on.
Before he shut it down.
What's your best line from East is East?
When he says...
Not fucking fixed, you know? Not fixed those bloody kids.
Yeah. Like that. She goes, she mentions his son and he goes, my son is dead. And he said, he's not dead. He's just moved to Eccles.
Yeah. That...
Which I always love. OJ Simpson's dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
Aye.
Wait.
Is it true that Caitlyn Jenner tweeted like saying good riddance or something, or was that fake?
Probably.
Really?
I saw a mocked up reply. I was like, you kill someone too.
I know, I was thinking that.
Wow, yeah. Cool, yeah, because Caitlyn Jenner did crash into someone.
Yeah.
And then like leave the scene.
I don't know,
yeah.
wasn't there?
Right. Well, I mean, it's a bit, I remember Ricky Gervais is talking about the Golden Globes.
Wouldn't it have been mad if OJ
Caitlin is defending
it.
Herself.
Oh, go on.
So she said 23 hours ago, good riddance, hashtag OJ Simpson.
I'm glad she's cleared that up. Hashtag OJ Simpson, in case anyone was a bit, you know,
and then
wonder what she's on about.
An hour ago, I know you all think it's cute to compare a fatal car accident with multiple vehicles involved to a, capitals, brutal murder. But remember, OJ said something to the effect of, I could kill her, brackets Nicole, and get away with it because I'm hashtag OJ Simpson. So that's why you can't compare death.
Right. He might have said, I could kill her. That doesn't mean he did.
Also,
he was acquitted.
I'm a bit annoyed at the fact you feel the need to put Nicole in brackets there. Like, we don't know who you're on about.
Exactly.
Like, you clarify.
Honestly, though, right? I think that most of the world, apart from the jury that was there at the trial, thinks that he killed her.
I think some of them did, but they didn't want to convince him anyway.
Wouldn't it be fucking mental if he didn't?
What if, like, they found
like
the real killer?
Not like, but it just, yeah. If it, like, his entire life, he's just been absolutely tarnished with this. Yeah. And it's like, I never fucking did it.
Yeah.
I mean, he fucking definitely did it.
But 100% he did it.
And also, and we don't even get sued now.
I don't
high five. Yeah. Oh, he did that
we
shit.
We don't need that allegedly. I think me and you've discussed this on the brew before, and we've thrown it in allegedly. Now we don't need to. He definitely did it.
Yeah.
Have you actually seen, like, the breakdowns of it, where it's like, they find blood in her blood in his car, yeah. 12 miles away?
Yeah.
And him out of breath. Like,
yeah. It's the most open and shut case ever.
Yeah.
Like, there's no chance he didn't do it, yet he got acquitted. It's crazy. And also, like, isn't Caitlyn Jenner a bit of a hypocrite? Because, like, Robert Kardashian was his lawyer as well, wasn't he? I'm sure, like, the Kardashians were like.
So at that point, Robert Kardashian and the mum had split up.
Chris, yeah.
So Chris was with Caitlyn.
Yeah.
Before as Bruce.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe that's why she feels she can throw her two pennies in, because she was married to Chris and was, I don't know, involved in it in some way.
Yeah, I suppose.
But
Joe, if you had to try and explain the reason that fucking Kim Kardashian is famous, it's linked to OJ Simpson murdering someone.
There's a lot of layers to it.
That is mental, isn't it? That is really, really crazy. And like, yeah.
Because her
that's
dad
what
was
started
just a,
it. He was a lawyer,
dad was
it?
Just a bog standard, like a normal lawyer.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, a successful lawyer, yeah. But then that trial took them to another
insane
level.
Insane, that, innit?
Mm. Have you ever seen
and
the,
Paris
have you ever
Hilton
seen the
as
video
well.
Where OJ gives him that case? Robert Kardashian.
Mm.
So OJ turns up at his house when he gets the cuffs put on him. So he turns up at his house, he's been away, and the murder's obviously come out. I'm not saying the murder's happened whilst he's been away, because it obviously didn't happen while he was away, it happened while he was there.
Did he try and get a flight, like...
No, he did get a
midnight,
flight. He got a flight because he was scheduled to go on a flight anyway.
And it was like, he went to the airport. Didn't the driver say, he went to the airport with two bags. When he got to the airport, he only had one bag.
No, this is the thing. You're all sort of right. When he got back, he had a bag with him, a suit bag. He gets out of his car. He gives the suit bag. This is all on camera to Robert Kardashian.
Yeah.
There's coppers everywhere, but no one notices this because they're all focusing on chatting to OJ and da-da-da. Robert Kardashian, him and OJ are chatting. No one knows what they're saying. He's probably saying, look, get rid of that. Whatever, just don't look in it, just get rid of it, just burn it off.
Don't ask no
please.
Questions.
Don't ask any
yeah.
questions, yeah. You don't need to know what's going on there. I had a bit of an accident doing a bit of barbecuing, don't worry about it. Right, okay, Sam. So he just walks off.
Like a knife missing from his house.
Yeah, it's so bangers. Honestly. There's more chance of Harold Shipman getting found not guilty than there is of OJ Simpson. It's so obvious he did it. And yet he got acquitted. Like, he found a jury.
I think I might rewatch the. That thing
the,
that they did.
The People vs. OJ Simpson.
Yeah, where David Schwimmer was in it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There's a documentary where it breaks it down.
Storyville.
Is that the one?
It's Storyville. It's four parts and it's comprehensive.
This is the one. It does. This is the one I've seen.
You know, America at that time, so the Rodney King riots,
yeah.
The
that
race
was weeks
relations.
Before,
yeah. So black people in America, and especially in LA, were angry at the police, at the justice system. There was a little bit of pushback because of that, because it was like our chance to get one back at the police, which is, you know, what they felt they were doing. You had the fact that Mark Furman had been caught saying the N-word and there was things about him trying to stitch people up. He was like the officer involved. OJ was viewed as this hero, this type of, you know, everyone loved him, this likable guy, all this other sort of nonsense. And it just shows you how it happened, basically, how it got to the point where he got away with it without actually saying he got away with it, because obviously this
the
is...
The guy wrote a book. Where the fucking title of the book, it says, I did it. And then in the middle of I, it says if.
Yeah.
Here's how I did it.
And even in the book, in the, even in
he
the
lost
book,
the case.
Loads of things where...
He lost the civil case, didn't he? So when the Goldman family, Ron Goldman's dad, not was it Ron? Was it Ron Goldman?
Yeah.
His family took OJ to court. They won their case. He was found guilty in the civil court, and he had to pay him millions of dollars. But he in the civil court, he took the stand because it's a deposition, and he couldn't defend himself because he was just like the lawyers were just ripping him apart because it was obvious that he was guilty. Whereas in the jury trial, he never took the stand, did he? And then they tried to put the gloves on him. And of course, the gloves didn't fit. And if gloves don't fit, you have to acquit, as Johnny Cochran said.
So, hey, it's a rhyme.
It's a rhyme. And if you're not the brightest and you're not that bothered anyway.
So someone says, why did you acquit me? You go, well, the gloves didn't fit.
Yeah, that was it. It worked
was
perfectly.
Was it Robert Shapiro was one of the lawyers as well?
Yeah, but he left.
Yeah.
Because he basically said...
He read through it and went, anyway, I'm fucking out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just need to go get another job.
Yeah. Good luck, OJ.
Because that always
you're gonna need it.
Me laugh. See you later,
by the way, Dave Chappelle's four times of meeting OJ Simpson is fucking
unbelievable.
Seen it?
No. It's so funny. It's so funny.
I need to watch
it. It's one of the Netflix specials, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he's just like, let me tell you about the four times I met OJ Simpson.
It's honestly, you need to see it. Otherwise, Mrs. says, I can't believe you're friends with that murderer. And he says to his Mrs. goes, honey, that murderer ran for over 10,000 yards.
It's like, wow.
Honestly, you need to see it because he goes through it. Like you say, he's four times he met him, isn't he? And it's like,
I knew for sure he didn't remember meeting me the first time.
loads of people in the chat. Phobos Tackleman says, OJ Made in America is awesome. ESPN five-part docu-series.
There is a top series which
that's I think it's the Storyville one. The Storyville one is literally one of the best documentaries.
They'll do like Netflix will do an absolute madness now.
Yeah.
Because now you can say what you want, can't you? Because
I don't mean like even new ones. I mean just people rewatching all the old ones. It must have been years ago that
I couldn't find the Storyville one. Wasn't on iPlayer yesterday when I looked. It probably been put back on if you've got any sense. Yeah. Someone's asking Ange, CTC. What did she mean? Her name's Ange. Paris Hilton is only famous because of OJ Simpson.
No, Kim Kardashian. One of the reasons Kim Kardashian is famous is also because of Paris Hilton.
Really?
Because they went to school together and she used to organise Paris Hilton's clothes for her.
Organise her clothes?
Yeah, and used to
she
travel.
Like her
she used to travel with
really?
Her and shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you go watch, what was it called?
Simple Life.
That's the one.
Yeah, she's in The Simple Life, like so organising
really?
Paris
being a
and Nicole.
For her.
Yeah.
Stop it. Seriously.
Swear down.
Yeah. So then.
Because
she makes loads of dough on the back of her sex tape, doesn't she?
Yeah, with
and
what's his name?
Magically, Kim gets one as well.
Ah, allegedly. It's nuts, isn't it? And now they're all like billionaires.
Because I actually.
But I don't know if Paris Hilton is, because she's selling,
oh no, she's
like,
another level.
NFTs and all that.
She's another level.
Kim Kardashian's a porn star. That's all right.
Yeah, I actually listened to the audio of the memoir thing, which I know a lot of people be like, why the hell would you waste your time doing
that? Memoirs?
Paris Hilton's.
Both
but
pages.
It was no, but it was actually really
I got
interesting.
Got banged on camera and I left a fortune.
Here's the key to my success. You can do
now,
it too.
Now, you're going to feel bad because she actually, she had a really traumatic experience as a child. She got sent to these, you know, like these boot camps for naughty kids. And basically she is working with Congress now to have a lot of these schools shut down because of a lot of the stuff that went on.
There's some really good documentaries on Netflix. I watched one the other day on this school, I think it was in New York State somewhere, and some of the shit they were making, it was torturing them kids.
Yeah, that's, and she went to him and she like tried to escape from him and all this
Can
stuff.
I'm not trying to be dismissive and flippant or crass. Was it really bad, or
no.
Is it like the, you know?
No.
Like the butler didn't turn up till
it was
after
bad.
10 o'clock at
like
night
I'd well. Heard about
the
it.
Schools were getting paid. It's almost like the private prison scandal in America, where the schools are getting paid for having you there.
Right.
So they would be like, "Your kid's not making any progress. They're still being naughty." So, but they was like not allowed to look out the window in one of them.
They'd be like locked in rooms without windows and stuff, and they'd get the parents to sign over like power of attorney to these schools. So that they could drug them, they could do all kinds of stuff, and they would say to the parents, like, your kid gets to ring home once a week. They're going to moan and they're going to say we're torturing him and we're doing this, but it's all part of the game. Right. And like, we know what we're doing. We're the professionals, right. blah, blah, blah. So I'll be honest, like, you think Paris Hilton book, you think it's probably, yeah, 4 pages. But it was actually
someone said, some of the comments, Amy Webb 321 says some kids died in these camps. Like,
and some of them took their own lives afterwards. Bloody and there was, yeah. But she actually is working with the government to try and get these schools shut down and stuff like that. So it was actually quite interesting, I will say.
Paris Hilton is like working with Congress.
I know.
I thought.
But Kim Kardashian already done that as well for something.
To get people out of prison.
It's something really positive as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. To get people out of prison.
So there was a woman called Alice, I can't remember what her name was. So she got jailed for a non-violent drug offence. It was like her first offence. But she got jailed for a very, very, very long time.
Yeah.
And it was kind of one of those where you're like, why the fuck is this woman still in prison? Like, and she had like a perfect record in prison and she helped get her out. People that are getting ready to be executed, she's had things turned around for them.
Really?
Because like there's something shady with the evidence or, you know, she thinks that there's something has gone on where they've been treated a certain way due to race or whatever. And she's had, just through the power of social media, of saying, like, listen, if you, like, email, like, ring this number, blah, 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 we can try and get an execution turned around. And it's, like, 24 hours to go and it's been turned around. Sometimes it isn't, but...
So now you got to give, you know what, credit to him, because I don't begrudge these people having fame and fortune because they were born into a certain way. They've got money. Who gives a shit? Like, fair play to them or whatever. But if they're actually doing something worthwhile with
eventually.
Because I didn't think they did anything worthwhile. I'm not going to lie to you. I just thought they were all just like...
Dumbbells airing it up.
Yeah. Like, I just thought there's nothing, you know, important or, you know, seismic that they're doing.
But I could imagine that. But fair play to them, like, what, a fortnight? And then after that, you'd be like, right, these fucking sloops out of my house.
Jace Parker says this is elite football content.
From Jace Parker's a regular. OJ to,
he's a regular watch for the channel and this show. He knows what goes down on the brew. Anyway, on my single, please. Quite dramatic music public service announcement. It's not a bird, it's not a plane, it's the biggest advancement in below the waist grooming technology the world has ever seen, because Manscaped, our friends over there, have dared to dream. Yes, they have brought out the Ultra 5.0 performance package. You thought the 4.0 was as high as you could get, you thought that was the pinnacle, that was the zenith, that was the absolute maximum. Well, it isn't. The 5.0 is, and it is here. And using the code HOWSON, you get 20% off and free shipping. There's no more of that drama where you've got the torch on your phone and you're trying to do all that and get your shavers out and look after yourself down there, all that nonsense. You get the lawnmower 4.0 out. Sorry, my mistake. The 5.0 out. You get the LED light on it. You get the multifunctional on-off button, the anti-chafing technology, anti-nick technology, all that good stuff. You've got the crop preserver, the crop toner as well, the ball toner as well. You've got the shed travel bag to put all that good stuff in. You've also got the weed whacker, because nose and ear hair can be a bit of an issue for men of a certain age, mainly minus these age, and you get the 20% off, and you get the free shipping, and you get the shed travel bag to put it all in. So get it all together, yeah? Check out the link in the description. Use the code HOWSON. I want you to think of HOWSON when you think of your balls. I keep telling you that. Don't forget. Get 20% off and free shipping. Your balls will thank you. The Ultra 5.0 is here. Make the most of it. Big thank you to Manscaped for sponsoring this podcast. Someone asked him the question, Whitbird Vicky, OJ Simpson or Oscar Pistorius, which one was more innocent? I think that's a valid question.
Which one was more innocent? Implies that one of them's innocent, doesn't it?
There's levels of innocence in that.
Did Oscar Pistorius serve less time?
He's still in, I think.
No, he served some time. OJ served time for a robbery.
Yeah.
Which is so dumb, innit?
So,
like,
surely
so fucking stupid. Yeah.
Didn't he rob his own shirt back?
Yeah, have you ever seen the what happened there? Like, yeah, he
break into a nightclub or something.
No, he went and met. It was in a hotel room. Someone was selling memorabilia. OJ and his mates turned up. The guy thought OJ, like, oh, OJ's in juices here. I've got your shirt. And OJ's like, I'm not here to buy them. I'm here to take them back. They're mine. Robbed him at gunpoint.
Fair enough.
And then got nicked.
You'll never know who did this.
Yeah.
Imagine Ryan Giggs turning up and robbing you of your Ryan Giggs.
Yeah.
Like,
who was it who robbed all your Ryan Giggs shirts? It was Ryan Giggs. What?
Shut up. It might be the perfect crime. Because fuck off.
Yeah.
Someone just robbed me Ryan Giggs shirt. It's Ryan Giggs. Fuck off. Yeah. What are you on about? Yeah. That's nonsense, isn't it? You're right.
He might have been genius.
Yeah. He would have been genius if it wasn't the fact he was on the camera and everyone he did it with grassed him up and turned against him.
Mm. Or maybe
he
wasn't genius.
Yeah, that's when it all went wrong for him. And then he got sentenced to like 12 years in prison. Because they basically
we've got opportunity.
This is interesting. And they delayed the sentencing until the anniversary of his first trial acquittal. Which
what
is a,
nice a
mad coincidence, isn't
what
it?
What a nice touch.
So he got sentenced.
It's like the most anyone's ever been sentenced. What did he rob? A shirt.
That was technically his.
Fucking hell.
And all these like co-conspirators, whatever you call them, co-defendants, got like 6 months or, you know, probation. Don't do it again. Conditional discharge for you. And you think about what you've done. Well, I was the one carrying the gun and doing all threats. Don't worry about that. Just pack it in. Yeah, so he got 12 years. I think it was 12 years.
Did he play American football in prison, though?
Potentially.
Oh, come on, man. We need to see that film.
I know, man. That, but like, yeah.
That Mean Machine?
Yeah, Mean Machine, but like in real life.
With O.J. Simpson? Come on, bro.
This guy's life can't be real.
He has been one of the most sort of trolled kind of like public figures ever.
Yeah. But he obviously don't like, you know, he don't care now, he's dead. But when he was alive, well, come on. If there's anyone you can be horrible to, it's O.J. Simpson. If there's anyone who's deaf, you can't, you don't have to mourn, it's him, innit? Come on. Like, it's not like, oh, I feel sorry for him. No. It's not real.
I'll just say, he was acquitted.
Do you know how many people use that as an example as well, innit? It's just like, OJ was acquitted. Like, everyone who's ever been acquitted now, who there's a bit of doubt, we go, well, OJ got acquitted. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
What did Oscar Pistorius get charged with manslaughter or something?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, obviously...
Putting 12 rounds in our bathroom.
Yeah,
12 rounds?
Yeah, something like into the door. Well, not into the door, obviously. It was the message was behind the door, but that was insane. And also, what was insane about that was he got convicted and then the sentence was, like, so light. It was like, yeah, you did it. I have 4 years, whatever it was. Don't do it again. And then there was an outcry and I think he got his sentence extended, if memory serves.
He's on house arrest now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went Paddy Power taking odds on his acquittal until someone said, that's really crass, vulgar. Even by your standards, that's ridiculous. And they went, all right, okay, won't do that again. Mm. Like, that was mental.
People are going to take this the wrong way. I don't know how, like... He's obviously not on a tag.
No.
Did he have to put it on his wrist or something? Because that's house arrest, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unless they have like a special.
Yeah, they might have a special tag. One. Yeah, I'm sure you can have it on your wrist.
Yeah.
I used to live with a lad who was on tag. And he used to have that big thing in the hallway. And we were all drinking and all that. And obviously, it wasn't a great time in our lives. And when we swaggy, one of the lads used to pick up his box. And he used to chase you down the street because he had to be within a metre of the box. Oh. I used to be like, that's the neighbours. And like running down around the garden with a fucking box because you're on tag. Yeah, it was a great moment in my life back in the late 90s. Anyway, United's injuries, we've covered that really well, haven't we?
Sort of questions.
Go on.
What else is happening in the world?
Come on.
Who gives a fuck United are playing Brentford tomorrow? Who cares?
Bournemouth, actually.
Yeah,
get it right. Wow. I won't mind. You've probably done about 18 videos on that.
Exactly. So
including
let's just fucking
16,
call it a day.
16 Sky Report. All right. Who's the most guilty person who got off with something?
Oh.
And you can't say OJ because that's... We've already done that one.
Most guilty person that got away with something?
Epstein.
Shout. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Mind you, no, he got convicted though, didn't he?
Did he though?
Did you see that? Did you see Scoop? The story of the Prince Andrew interview. Mm.
David Harrington with a very questionable comment that I may or may not have.
No, don't read it. No.
What is it?
I mean, there's a few there. Go on, you can keep hold of that. Have you seen it? Scoop, the story of the Prince Andrew.
No, but I've heard about it.
It's really good because it shows how Prince Andrew came to the conclusion, giving an interview to Emily Maitlis was a good idea.
I saw something.
Like, it's obviously the worst interview anyone's ever given.
Yeah,
was it cocaine?
No, I don't think it was. I think it was literally when you're in the Royals, you're surrounded by yes men and yes women.
Yeah.
So I'll just explain it.
Yeah, and they're all like, great idea.
Because
great idea.
After
yeah.
the
Everyone
interview,
will love you. If you're on camera, they'll love you.
Because after the interview, I think she said that she looked at whoever like the publicist, royal publicist person was, and she's thinking, oh, someone's going to get said it. And they went, well, I think that went great,
no,
don't
you? No, that's what happens.
And she's like, are you being serious?
In, like, sitting there going,
you should watch it because it's really good, yeah. right? And it sort of explains...
I told him I was going to walk in for a pizza.
Yeah. No, even those bits, which at the time, when we, did you watch it when it happened, the actual interview, at the time it yeah. happened? I was watching it thinking, this is car crash. He's just making himself sound so guilty. Like, oh, she said you were sweating. I don't sweat.
That what? Was it, yeah.
What? Why? What? You're obviously
what do you mean
just
you don't
lying.
Sweat?
But when he was doing it...
Checkmate, no one thought of that.
Yeah.
Therefore, done you. And loads of innocent people have paid 12 million to silence people who've
yeah.
accused them. Happens all the time.
We were literally talking about this yesterday.
Don't worry, that one.
Done.
Yeah.
And that's all the accusations gone away.
She said, that's what it's like, though.
Yeah.
Like, he... She's saying, I don't know whether to do the interview, and it's his daughter, I think, Beatrice or whatever her name is, saying, like, oh, I think you should do it, Danny. And then, like, all these people...
And if that doesn't show you that fucking private education's an absolute fucking scam, I don't know what is.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean?
Him and fucking Rees Mogg, about 200 grand got spent on that fuckwit's education.
I know.
And, like, I don't know what day it is.
It's, you know what it is, though? It's not about education, it's about the connections you get from being in them schools. Do you know what I mean? Like, Rees Mogg didn't get clever enough to get into the House of Commons. He got connected enough to his mate to give him a job in the cabinet or whatever it was. But yeah, it's a load of yes men and yes women saying, oh yeah, if you do it, even to the point where during interview, he's saying outrageous things and no one's giving him a heads up to say like, well, can we have a quick chat? Mm. Stop saying stupid shit like, I don't sweat because I was in the Falklands. That doesn't make any sense, right? That's scientifically, provably wrong.
Scientifically bollocks.
Yeah, like someone's going to Google that and realise you're lying.
I
want to
know
talking.
The thought process. Like, was he like Googling stuff to like, no. what excuse can I use? Like,
I think
weird.
You got to remember,
sweating,
right?
Don't sweat, yeah.
Right now, we'll say something stupid and we'll challenge each other. Like, we do it every week. Like, you'll say, what are you on about? Stop being thick. That's ridiculous. He's living his entire life where every time he says something, people go, oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, great. Oh, yeah, that's
oh, they turn around and go.
Yeah. Like, and that's what was happening. So he's saying, like, oh, I can't believe they're coming for me over this Epstein thing. I barely knew him. And then he makes it during the Scoop thing when they're sitting around a table deciding whether to have a meeting. I don't know if this is true or not, but this is what they used in the film. He goes, I was mates with Jimmy Savile and no one makes a big deal out of that. And it's like tumbleweed moment. Like, all right, mate, yeah. Good joke, nice one. So they're just in a little bubble where no yeah. one's really questioning what they're doing. And even after the interview...
Speaking of people who got away with all sorts.
Yeah. After the interview, he's not aware. They're not
no.
aware of how
because
it's going to
be perceived. Because they said
they think
it went
think
well.
It's gone
yeah.
well. The first newspaper reports come out about it before the interview's aired saying, because it's friendly journalists saying, he's given an interview, he's probably going to explain everything. You know, he's
right.
been willing to face his, you know, his critics, and he's done it with Emily Maitlis, who's one of the most respected journalists in the world. Like, fair play to him, sort of thing. So he's like, yeah, look, great idea. Then it comes out, and obviously, the shit hits the fan, and everyone's like, this is a fucking disaster. And it's a bit daft in the film. I don't know if it's the case, it might be, but he's more or less, you know, summoned to see his mum. So obviously, she's got something
but
to say.
You
to
know
him.
What? I'm not a royalist.
Can I tell the story?
All.
Hotel football.
Hotel football?
Yeah. Do you remember when we was in hotel football?
Oh, don't. Right, okay. Don't, mate. Right, yeah, that okay. was bad. That yeah. was bad. Yeah, you can tell it if you want.
Yeah.
I think we've already said it on one
Have
of
we?
These shows.
Yeah.
But
in hotel football, right? And it's not that me and Ange aren't royalists and the people without royalists, but when the Queen...
But what I will say about on. The Queen, I always think
yeah.
she must look at her kids and be like, you know what? I asked for, like, just keep your noses clean. Yeah. Like, just, you know, you get to live a certain kind of life yeah. on a certain level. Just don't be, you know, don't be cheating. Don't be mates with Epstein. Don't be doing all this. Do you know what I mean? Like, just simple
Can you
things.
Not hang around with obvious nonsense?
Thank
How about
you.
That?
That's all she Bring wanted.
Bringing around me fucking house and everything.
Exactly. And every single one of them kids has done something dodgy.
70 years she's on the throne.
She must
70
have...
years she's on the throne, right? She didn't put a foot wrong.
Exactly.
I'm not a royalist, right? She didn't do anything exactly. wrong. The man's pretty loved by everyone, pretty much loved by the entire world. I was married to a lunatic and made it work.
Yeah.
Like, I know people that was given awards by her, like the proper ones, not the fucking chocolate ones. But the people that she actually had an interaction with, everyone goes, I don't know if she was briefed or if she took an interest, but she was like pretty fucking normal.
Yeah. Considering
she was the queen.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of the stories, anything that you heard about Prince Philip, he was off his fucking
rock. A lunatic.
Yeah.
Like even on camera, some of the things he said are outrageously racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just every single, like, I know lads, my old squadron was what Prince Harry ended up in.
Right.
So I know lads that was on operations with Prince Harry. And he would sit there and play FIFA with the lads and be a normal bloke.
Yeah.
He was an officer, so he's obviously a bit of a bell, but like, there's going to be
And he served, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, you got, like, whether you're or not, he was sort of combat, that's not a...
Yeah, I think there was a bit of a blagging going on with the... They obviously set up the photographs and the filming that they got to do for his first tour.
Right.
And I think the reason for that is, I think, I want to say it was like an American outlet was like, we've just found out that Prince Harry's there, we're going to tell everyone. And the UK press had all been told, you'll get an interview with him, but let him go fucking do it and don't report it. So there was a bit of an agreement there, and the Americans were going to break it, or some American outlet was going to break it. That's where it came about, like, ultra rapid, like, oh shit, he's on ops.
Right.
So I think that came out while I was in Iraq.
Right, okay.
Obviously, he was in Afghanistan at the time. But then the second tour that he did, which he did with 656 Squadron, he did a real fucking tour. Mm. And obviously, you know, I think it was kept kind of on the low for the most part that he was there. But yeah, he did a real tour. And from what I can gather, he seems pretty fucking sound by all accounts.
I mean, like...
Did a lot for veterans with the Invictus Games as well.
Yeah. I mean, there's some like that seem pretty normal. Because, like, the Queen was a queen from, like, the age of 21 or something stupid. Yeah. She's like,
well, all them kids just letting her down left, right and centre. And then we let her down, so...
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah. I did feel bad, but I didn't realise...
But I didn't think... We were in hotel football that it was announced. And
we were on high chairs
on high chairs and everyone stood up and we didn't.
When it got announced.
Yeah. And I looked around and was like, I'm stood up.
Because we was on high chairs, we didn't realise it was.
And it was Hugh Edwards, when he came back in his black suit.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's going on here? And that was the announcement. You remember we played Sausage, was it Sausage that night?
Yeah. Because we were worried it was
a minute silence.
Called off.
And it was, and it was impeccably observed as well, don't forget.
It was.
And then the FA postponed the games, didn't they? And they were like, oh, well, we don't want people booing through the minute silence. And I think we got stitched up because we had our game against Crystal Palace postponed when we'd already had a game postponed as well. And everyone was like, we're not going to cause trouble. We're the only club in England who had the minute silence.
There was one club that were going to do it.
Yes.
So they cancelled everyone's because of them.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because they did it at the at Wembley recently.
Did they?
Yeah.
It was just a weird time, that. It really was.
The last 5 years have been pretty fucking weird.
Everything's just popped off, hasn't it? The last 5 years, you've had that COVID.
Yeah.
You've had about 12 prime ministers.
Yeah.
In about.
And I've never been elected. Not a fucking thing.
How are you having a prime minister for like 40 odd days? How's that a thing? Like, it's so crazy.
The fact that someone was like, what's going to last longer, a lettuce or her? And the lettuce won. It's in. Like, this country's not fucking real, man. The genius that came up with, he looked at this and went, yeah, she's going to do about 3 fucking weeks, mate. And was right.
That's never been a thing, that either. Like, I've never seen that before in my lifetime, like a prime minister lasting like less than a lettuce. And like someone saw it coming and it was like you say,
they got it
spot on. That's insane, that. So yeah, it's all just been popping off, hasn't it? I thought Brexit was bad. I thought that's like bad.
Well, they got it done.
Yeah, exactly.
They got Brexit done. And which
that's you look back at that with fondness now. That was like those were the good times. The old referendum, then everything else that came on, it was just crazy. Like, honestly. Ah, well. At least Liverpool, when they won that title, it was behind closed doors. That's one small mercy and all that.
Just the last 5 years is absolutely fucking nuts.
Yeah, isn't
honestly,
it?
It's absolutely fucking nuts.
Right. If you wrote it as a film, people wouldn't believe you.
No.
28 years later, are they doing?
I think
Sorry?
So you got 28 days later, 28 weeks later.
Yeah.
Is there now 28 years later in the books?
Oh, that could be a good one. Yeah, is it around that time? When was 28?
No, it wasn't that long ago.
28 days
it was
later.
Like mid-2000s.
Oh, right, was that okay.
But I think they're calling it 28 years later because no one's got any fucking patience nowadays. So,
I think that's them. Danny Boyle, aren't they? Good films, them. Cool. Like 28 days later. That's Cillian Murphy as well, isn't it?
Was it?
He's just won Oscar for Oppenheimer. Yeah. Yeah, he's in that.
Oh, it's going to be 28 months later. Mm. Oh, no, is it 28 years?
Because in 28,
it's 28
days,
years later.
Because in 28 weeks later, they tried to reopen Britain, don't they?
Yeah.
And it goes all Pete Tong. So
but Robert Carlyle.
Yeah. So they're going to.
It is 28 years later.
It's 28 years later. Is it back in Blighty then? They've tried to look. We'll give it another go.
There is zero synopsis on where it's going to be.
When's it out?
It was given the green light, although it'll be 28 years later. Oh, no. They're calling it. I can't actually tell if it's going to be 28 months later or 28 years later, even though it is 28 years later. Let's have a look when 28 Days Later came out. 2002. So, yeah, you're talking like another 6 years if it's going to come out. So, they should just wait, shouldn't they? And do
Are
it.
You a fan of the zombie film, Stephen? Do
Sometimes,
you like that?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Yeah, well, like
what's that mean?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, what a definitive answer.
No, then no.
Right,
not
thank you. Not,
yeah.
He was like, yeah, and you.
No,
that's like when he asked
no,
my kids something.
No, I've got no time for zombie films.
Right, that's more like it. Thank you.
Why?
I just.
That's a good one as well because they run after you.
Yeah,
and they fucking burn rubber and all, don't they?
It freaks me out, I'll be honest. Just freaks me out that if that happened, like.
You see how quick it went west when we ran out of shit roll in Tesco?
Mm.
I guarantee some of these zombie films haven't even scratched the surface of the level of fucking chaos it would go to.
I think that's it. I don't like watching films with chaos.
Do you not?
No.
I like a bit of that.
I love chaos.
Yeah, I think it's good, man. I like the films like that. But all films are a bit like that, aren't they?
Remember the riots here? I mean, literally fucking outside in 2010.
Mm.
Yeah,
it was down the street.
Really?
Yeah, down the street on Oldham Street.
I covered him. I was at Q103. And I had the only unmarked Q103 car because they were attacking news cars. And they were like, in Salford, they were turning upside down and setting fire to them.
Yep.
And I had the only one that, honestly, I'm not exaggerating.
See,
it was like the Wild
for
West.
All this
yeah, you've had the training, haven't you?
Yesterday, public order training for 12 hours.
And I had the only unmarked news car. And I was impressed.
Did petrol bomb you in that or not?
We didn't get the full petrol bombing experience. So we got to see them throw some at walls. And then we got to observe. The right, we had to observe the petrol bomb bit, we couldn't be part of it.
Well, I had to go from Preston to back here to get in there for the riots. On the way, I thought I'd put some petrol in, and it was diesel. The car's diesel, and I didn't put diesel in. So the car was out of action. I had to ring my boss and go, the car's broke down, I don't know what's up with it.
I don't know what's up with it.
He went,
just banged 20 quid of diesel in, and it's fucking gone off.
Thankfully, I had a mate who was a mechanic who knew someone who could fix it. But in the meantime, I had to go and get another smart car. We drove to Salford in a smart car, but the smart car didn't have news things wrote on it. It was sponsored by, like, something else.
But it was a smart car.
Yeah. Mm. And everyone was looking at it. I could see them all looking at it as we drove. Like,
yeah.
Should we attack this car? They weren't sure.
Yeah.
They were a bit like, well, managed to, like...
You guys were known for them smart cars.
Yeah, we managed to get away with it, but it was crazy because I went past, like, a BBC car that was literally on its side. Out, like, honestly, they were,
but
it was ruthless.
The point I was making is, see how quick shit went with that?
Yeah.
And there wasn't... obviously, there was reasons in London, I think, but in Manchester, it felt like opportunistic rather than...
Yeah.
Because it where it got done, like fucking Claire's Accessories in JD Sports.
What's that?
In real, that was it, wasn't it? That was what got done in. On Market Street, that was it. And then I think Cash Converters.
Do you remember
the
woman on the megaphone shouting to people?
I remember Dominic Noonan in the middle of the fucking street trying to get himself a new hi-fi.
Really?
Yeah. What is going on?
Do you remember when he went up the... up the big eye in the middle of the town. I had to cover that. I had to leave the United game early because he came down.
You had to cover some magic.
I know. I had to leave the United game early because he came down. I said, I've got to go because Dominic Noonan's come back down off that big wheel.
Yeah, like, but you see how quickly it went fucking so weird, like, and violent and fucking insane. Yeah. You know, you throw in, we've all run out of toilet roll, plus some of that shit going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, this street would be a fucking problem.
Mate,
if it goes
off. Yeah, good point, actually, because we're right bang in the middle of everything, aren't you?
Yeah. As we said earlier, though, my office is fine.
What are the comments saying?
I like how you expertly just avoided that.
Yes.
Like it. What have we got saying in the comments? Klopp's cracking up. We're not talking football on here. Relax.
Yeah. You know what? We have started putting a thing on now as well where this, you know, we let you know this may not contain football just in case anyone's going to misconstrue.
There's a lot of comments popping through that I can't even read them. They're going that quick. Wetterbird looks like she's gifted a right load of memberships.
Wetterbird's alleged, man. She's always gifting memberships on this channel. Much appreciated that, Vicky. Thank you.
Valmik says, did we laugh at Liverpool already? Yeah, sort of.
You did some good tweeting last night, you son.
When?
About the Liverpool result. Some good stuff there. I don't know where you get the energy, though. I actually feel like they have worn me down a bit too much now. It's just, I haven't got... I mean, don't get me wrong. I might, you know, do it at the end of the season.
I did see one of the top five.
It's just too much.
Most mental tweets I've ever seen.
Yeah, I know what you're on about. And I agree. It was mental. And I think we should put it in the mental box and leave it there.
I think the people deserve to know what's out there. Andrew, have you seen this?
I've not. Sorry, Jay.
The SAS were responsible for the disaster at Heysel.
All I will say about that is...
Someone tweeted that last night. Yeah. No. The SAS was trending on Twitter today, by the way.
Because of that. See, this is what annoys me, right? And I think people are beginning to sort of get onto this. I'm going to say people. I don't just mean idiots on Twitter tweeting absolute nonsense like that.
Daily Mail.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, they've gotten onto it. And I'm guilty of it because I buy into it. And I think, I'll just screenshot it and not link to the article. But it's still giving them attention. I can't help myself. But, like, Kobe Mainoo wears a blue jacket.
Hold. Doug Ford says, I get Eccles cake shipped to the USA. Obviously love them. Cost a damn fortune. No.
What's his name?
Doug.
Doug. Brilliant, Doug. Love that. You see?
Yeah.
International fan. Yeah.
Ridwan says, 2024 Prison Break would be Michael Scofield saving Sarah from a zombie alien thing. Prison Break was so good.
The first season.
The first season was absolutely sensational. And then you can tell that it kind of... They went, you need to write a second season. And like, all the writers are fucked off. It was like, I said you need to write a second season.
Yeah.
Because second season is like kind of like one episode dragged out for like 10.
Yeah.
And then third episode's when they're in the... Is it Panama prison?
It's, yeah.
Is it Sona or something? Is it called? Weird. And then is it four then just gets even weird? Like, it's just... And it goes way worse.
It becomes this thing, doesn't it, of like, it's a conspiracy to take over the presidency. It's like, no, it didn't need to be all right. Just some guy breaking out of prison was enough.
Yeah.
It doesn't need
cool
to be...
Cool tattoo. Like, yeah. Really clever. Mad way of doing it. Oh, his brother's on death row. That's cool.
Yeah,
that was enough.
It makes sense. It all works. He gets him out of prison. Quiet.
What?
Why are you so quiet?
Because I was just reading the Twitter stuff that you were telling me about.
Mm. Yes.
I feel like you had an opinion on Prison Break and was holding it back.
No, I really liked Prison Break.
Did
you? But I'll be honest, I won't listen to the beginning of it because I was reading that, so I can't.
Yeah, the outrageousness that is social media.
What did you think about the Prison Break return?
The return?
Yeah, when they did the new season of it.
What, when?
Prison Break.
Yeah. When? When? Prison Break? No, that's not an answer to that question.
Was it like a couple of years ago? It wasn't that long ago. It was literally like within the last like four years.
Seasons.
Oh, 2017. Thank you. Yeah, something like that.
Right, so, 7 years. We'll give you that.
I've been on.
Told you the last 5 years.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I've had a long day.
When came in Prison before. Break? That Ronaldo, was a sentence, a question.
Ronaldo said something to her and she's just like, what? Shut up.
Yeah, they're like, I've seen these two. They're like a pair of kids when they're together.
Yeah.
I get to find each other up.
Yeah, we do. The seasons of it.
But yeah, what a madness. Hang on, cast and crew. Production.
So considering how it ends, that they've managed to pull out another series.
I feel shortchanged.
What?
Are they back in prison?
I didn't end up watching it because apparently it wasn't good.
Yeah.
Isn't and I like thought, Michael Scofield not, ruin not it. In it as well or something? In it, something like Bananas, like he's not in it, it's on his brother or something.
No one cares about his brother, man. Get the main man in. Get Wentworth
Miller
on
the case.
Hey,
so you know the brother...
We are going to wrap up soon, producer Ethan. Don't worry.
The brother has just got married to Miley Cyrus's mum.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's been a right kickoff, yeah.
What do you mean there's been a right kickoff?
Been a right kickoff because half her kids didn't even rock up to the wedding.
Really?
Billy Ray Cyrus ain't happy.
Oh,
right.
I don't think I've seen season 5. Yeah. I'll be honest with you.
Hey.
So it's quite well rated though on Prison IMDb. Break. Yeah, no, on season 5.
Is it?
So it's got, yeah,
has
so
it got
episodes,
a different name?
8.4. No.
The one five. I'm talking about, is it not?
Are you sure you're not thinking of another show featuring the same actors?
I'm telling you.
Have
no.
you gone full like?
No, I've
I
not.
Saw that
so
guy.
It was 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2017. So it was definitely that one.
They love doing that though, don't they? They love having a big gap and then bringing something back. They did it with Frasier. Right. Angel, unless
you've
checked
the final break. Yeah, there was the final break and then, yeah. Season
like Fast and the Furious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Never ends. Hey, they'll be back soon. It'll be Prison Break, Break Harder or whatever, or the finalist break.
Too break too fast.
Yeah, thank you. Right, on that bombshell, we're going to leave it there. Ange, where can people find you?
Talksport, Angelina Kelly, search that. Find me. Yeah.
You said that like we had a gun to your head. What have you got going on this weekend? You got a game or what?
Yeah, we've got a game, 2 o'clock tomorrow. Come watch us if you're not doing fuck all.
Are you playing?
All I'll say is team we never beat, but then the last time we played them, it was abandoned because it went off. So if you want a spicy game, Manx versus Scouse, it's ADOC, isn't it? It's basically Scouse.
Yeah, that's Scouse.
Come tune in or come watch. It's free. Stand on the terrace, shout a load of abuse. Abuse! Like that.
Love that.
And have a good time.
Good stuff. You know what I find me? I'll be back with Ange and Adam McCullough tomorrow for the Bournemouth watch along. So we're going to be live from, is it our 5 kickoff tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be an hour before kickoff, whenever that is, we will be live. So make sure you're checking that out. Go and check out Stephen Howson TV to go and watch the XG Files and Stretford Paddock FC. Go and check out Andrew Talksport. You know where to find me. Don't forget to hit like, share and subscribe. Big thank you to Surfshark and Manscaped for sponsoring this podcast. That's been Angelina Kelly. That's been Stephen Howson. I've been Jay Motti. This has been The Brew. And I think we covered all United's injuries in depth. Thanks for watching. Sports Social Podcast Network.